I am just going to take a minute before I read. If we can just close our eyes and imagine our world together. I just want you to imagine for a moment the place of your birth. Imagine the moment that you were sent from heaven to earth and how the earth received you. Imagine your home, the place of your childhood. And then imagine Jesus with you closely in that place. Now, if you can just place yourself here in this city where you are now. So just think of Jesus with you, where you are now. And then imagine the people you touch in your life now. Imagine the city, who you influence, where you sit each day. Who you brush up against, who hears your voice. And how Jesus is with you in that place. And now just imagine the larger world. If your minds can go to Nepal for a moment. If your minds can go to the refugees in Iraq and in Africa. To modern day slaves. And how Jesus is there in this world, this whole world. And then I just want you to think of these words, the Jesus. He's the Jesus who came to you. He's the Jesus who comes to you. And he's the Jesus who is coming to you. Hey. When the real Jesus came to the real world, he came as God in skin. He came human, like you and like me. When the real Jesus came to the real world, he came as a baby birthed and then placed on the chest of a woman. Let's not overlook the gift of a baby Jesus. He came as one in need. He came to be carried and fed and nurtured and loved by us. When the real Jesus came to the real world, he came first as one who receives. He received from our humanity, from our displaced manger homes. He received us and it restored us. I think it's the first miracle, the first act of redemption. A holy restoration begins here when the Son of God is placed into arms like mine. When the real Jesus came to the real world, he came poor and at risk, and I pause. When the real Jesus came to the real world, he showed us what is possible. When the real Jesus came to the real world, he came as a son and he called me a daughter. He is Jesus, our brother. This Jesus, may we bring this Jesus to the world. The Jesus who sees the blind beggar so that the blind beggar can see. The Jesus who invites the tax collector back into hospitality. The Jesus who stops for the bleeding woman freed from her suffering. The Jesus who touches the leper and makes the leper clean. The Jesus who accepts the love of a woman who worked on the streets the Jesus who weeps, the Jesus who didn't see lines, borders, or limits and urges us to do the same, this Jesus. May we bring this Jesus to the world. Because when the real Jesus comes to the real world, he returns us to ourselves. He meets us at the well of our wandering and tells us who we are. He bends down to write in the dust of our shame, and he meets our eyes with grace. This Jesus. May we bring this Jesus to the world. The Jesus who stretches wide the margins of our hearts, letting all be gathered in church. Let's introduce this Jesus to the world. Let's rediscover him. Let the story be born again and again in every age, in every culture. This Jesus will be relevant. He still sees the blind. He still touches the leper. He still hears the woman's voice. And he still crosses lines that divide. He still shows up in skin through us. He still receives us. He takes our loaves and fish, our lowly lunches become enough. He still restores us. He gathers the fragments that others would leave behind, and we find all the rubble somehow redeemed. This Jesus. Let's introduce this Jesus to the world.